4. Health. Unit 10. Healthcare. Part 1. Expressions. One. I have a horrible toothache. Two. I hate dentists. Three. Stop being such a baby. Four. She's broken up about it. Five. That's very sad. 6. I'm glad she's reaching out for help. 7. You should have one every year. 8. Your eyes and ears look fine. 9. I just can't seem to kick the habit. 10. I'll give you more information before you leave. Part 2. Dialogues. 1. Toothache.
Oh, I have a horrible toothache.
You should go to the dentist.
I hate dentists.
Well, suffer then. If you have a toothache, you have to go to the dentist.
It always hurts. I hate going.
Stop being such a baby. If it really hurts that much, just let them knock you out.
Okay, okay. I'll go.
Good. You'll feel better after you do.
Two. Psychological counseling.
One of my students told me she was very depressed today.
Why?
Her father is dying.
Oh, that's very sad.
Yeah, she's broken up about it, poor kid.
What did you do?
I talked to her for a while, but she's really depressed. So, I made an appointment with the school counselor for her.
That's a good idea. The counselor is a psychologist. He's better trained to handle these sorts of things.
Yeah, that's what I told her. I'm glad she's reaching out for help, instead of trying to deal with this on her own.
Yeah, me too.
3. Checkup.
Hi, Mr. Smith. I'm Dr. Hawkins. Why are you here today?
I thought it would be a good idea to get a checkup.
Yes, well, you haven't had one for 5 years. You should have one every year.
I know. I figure as long as there's nothing wrong, why go see the doctor?
Well, the best way to avoid serious illnesses is to find out about them early. So try to come at least once a year for your own good.
Okay.
Let me see here. Your eyes and ears look fine. Take a deep breath, please. Do you smoke, Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Smoking is the leading cause of lung cancer and heart disease, you know. You really should quit.
I've tried 100 times, but I just can't seem to kick the habit.
Well, we have classes and some medications that might help. I'll give you more information before you leave.
Okay. Thanks, doctor. Part 4. Monologue. Carl's note. Americans often go to their doctor and dentist when they are not sick. They hope to prevent being sick by having their teeth cleaned and their health checked. Therefore, they see the doctor and dentist for checkups. Doctors check their breathing, heartbeat, ears, eyes, and throat, their weight, take samples of patients' fluids to run tests, and look for signs of more serious illnesses. Dentists clean a patient's teeth and take x-rays to see if any teeth are going bad. More and more, Americans and the people who take care of their health are practicing this kind of preventive medicine.